Good morning, Boker Tov, everyone. Good Erev Shabbos. It is Friday morning, and we continue in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Perek Lamed Dalet, Halacha Zayin, Chapter 34, Halacha 7, in the Laws of Tzedakah. Kitzur writes, Kol anosein tzedakah la'ani, besever panim ra'os. Anybody who gives tzedakah to a poor person, he gives the money, but he does it with a sad face, with a sever panim ra'os. Remember the Mishnah on Pirkei Avos in the first parak where Shammai teaches having meskabelas kola adam besever panim yafos, that we should greet all people with a smile, with a positive face, happily. So here a person is doing the opposite. He's giving money, but you know he doesn't feel great about it, so he does it in a way that makes the poor person who's asking him for money, who's receiving the money, probably feel badly about it as well. Ufanav kivushos bekarka, and his face is downtrodden, looking towards the ground. Afilu nosano elef zehuvim, even if you gave the person 1,000 gold coins, even if you've given him a tremendously generous gift of money, avad zechuso, you've lost all your zechus. All the merit from the mitzvah has disappeared. V'hivsida, it's gone. V'over al v'lo yer al avavcha, and you're in violation of the prohibition that the Torah mentions in the same section, after it tells us to open our hands generously to those who are in need, but it says v'lo yer al avavcha, and your heart shouldn't feel badly about it. It's not a mitzvah just of giving, but it's how a person gives and the feeling that he exudes from his face as he shares with the poor person. The whole mitzvah can be ruined or even lost if, God forbid, a person does it with a sad face. The poor person should be greeted happily. The person should be giving his tzedakah happily and with joy. And he should be empathizing and commiserating with the difficulties that the poor person is experiencing. He should try to feel a little bit of what the poor person is experiencing and try to cheer him up. As Eov says, I have cried and felt terrible for those who are poor. I don't find them to be trouble for me or annoying, but rather I empathize with their plight. And not only do I try to help them financially, but I try to help them emotionally. And speak words of comfort and support to this person, Shnemar Velev Almana Aranein, as Eov also said about himself, I try to bring joy to the heart of a widow. There he specifically mentions a widow, but it refers to anybody who is struggling and going through a difficult time and can use some extra support, an extra smile, some extra comfort and uplifting words, and that is part of an essential part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Continuing in Halacha Ches, Asr Lahachazir Sa'ani Shasha'al Reikam, it is forbidden to turn away a poor person who asks for your help and support empty-handed. Even if you don't have a lot of money to give him, especially if multiple people ask you, so I can't give them all necessarily generous amounts of money, even if you give him just one dried fig, at least that is something. Don't turn him away with nothing. Give him a dollar. Give him 50 cents. Give him a fig. Shenemar al yashov dav dach nichlam. As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, David HaMelech says, a person who is poor shouldn't be turned away in shame. To ask and receive nothing is embarrassing. At least try and give something. And if you really have nothing, let's say sometimes a person is asked for money and he doesn't have his wallet on him, he really doesn't have anything to give. We even spoke earlier about somebody who is so poor that he's receiving tzedakah. Let's say he really has nothing left to give to others. At the very least, everybody can paiseyu bidvarim, appease him with words, even a kind word, a kind smile, even apologizing and saying, I'm sorry I can't give you anything, but I wish you the best of luck, and to give maybe a smile or a pat on the back, that is also considered giving something. It's forbidden to rebuke a poor person or to raise your voice, to yell at him. God forbid. Already he's broken enough. He's already sacrificed enough of his dignity to even ask. It's not an easy thing to do. So God forbid that we should make it worse or harder for him. V'harayu omer, as the Pasuk says, Lev nishbar v'nidke, Elokim lo sivze. A broken and a depressed heart, Hashem will not allow to be disgraced or embarrassed. God forbid if we would embarrass or disgrace somebody who's already going through such struggles, he's got, so to speak, Hashem on his side, and therefore it is best advice to make sure that we treat him appropriately. God forbid, oy, to somebody who embarrasses a poor person. Rather, a person should treat a poor person like his own son. Treat him as if you are his father, both in mercy and in words. Don't turn him away. God forbid, don't say something not nice, but welcome him joyfully and compassionately. Of course, give generously also when we're able. But even if one can't, or even when you do, regardless, the halachos today that the Kitzur is teaching us is the importance of empathizing, of welcoming with joy, of treating like a human being with dignity. That too is an important part of tzedakah. Once again, as I said a couple of days ago, we should be blessed to always be from the givers and not from the takers. But perhaps more importantly than how much we give is that we should give with simcha, with joy, with respect, with kavod, and hopefully that should be a zechus for all of us, givers and takers alike. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.